When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class. We are black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own. To be the best that we can be, we have to take on tasks that bring out the best in us as a people. Individual endeavors and accomplishments are okay, but they cannot produce the power foundation we need to make our friends, enemies, and neighbors respect us. That is why we must take on tasks that bring out the best in us as a people. We need to function in a manner that can eliminate our feeble love relationships, broken families, weak community ties, and destructive personal and interpersonal behavior. To get ahead, we have to assume responsibilities that fully mature adults assume and work toward objectives that fully mature adults work toward. We need to set our sights on the types of independent objectives that stretch beyond the boundaries of racism, encourage new modes of thinking and believing, revolve around different principles, and result in a new set of standards and power realities. We need to start expressing our nationalism, our black nationalism. That is what normal people all over the world do. We need to do likewise. We need to take on the task of making black nationalism crystal clear in the minds and hearts of black people. Black leaders, real black leaders, must generate images that represent our cultural, historical, and political essence. Black educators, real black educators, must teach from a black perspective without the least degree of equivocation. And black commercial leaders, real black commercial leaders, must go about their business with the aim of helping to finance the processes through which black leaders, educators, and activists can carry out their duties, obligations, and programs. Thus, leaders, educators, and business persons who value the welfare of black people will do all they can to accelerate black people's thrust towards national awareness and political independence. Success for us individually and collectively should be viewed within that context. We must not only make black people conscious of black nationalism, we must make them aware of the need for it. In many regards, black nationalism can be compared to breathing and eating, natural acts that are so critical that nature will not allow persons to ignore them. Black people must realize that self-determination is to our development what breathing and eating are to our survival. Since we want to do much more than survive, we have to value black nationalism above all else. Humans are usually not aware of the most effective way to get things done. Even though human beings know how to perform a number of critical functions, they rarely know how to perform them properly enough to receive maximum benefit. For example, few humans know how to perform such basic functions as breathing, eating, or sleeping for maximum benefit. To thrive, to receive maximum benefit, one has to dig deep, get an in-depth understanding, and learn how to perform a function a more efficient way. That is what black people must be taught. In order to get the maximum benefit from our struggles and activities, we have to go beyond the age-old white choices, overcome the manner of thinking that limits our options, identify our strategic needs, and determine the most efficient way, not the most admirable or least risky way, to address those needs. The business world dominates because it is composed of doers, individuals who look at a difficult situation, manage the odds, and create an environment that is favorable to their profit-making objectives. Black nationalists must do likewise. In spite of whatever odds, black individuals must understand black ideologies and feel black power sensations. We have to nurture an appreciation for real freedom and real self-determination, and stress the potential of black power solutions. If this involve touching modern-day black persons in ways they have not been touched in a long time and devising unorthodox strategies to help them overcome their inhibitions, then so be it. That is our challenge. We can do that and more because we are black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own.